Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, where theory is respected, but practicality is practiced every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And in today's lesson, you will learn four ways to grow your business while commuting. If you commute to work, if you commute to the office, that's a lot of time that you can use to grow your business. A lot of people say, I don't have time to start a business when I'm in a job. Well, take a look at your commute time. Many people's commute time is 30 minutes, 40 minutes, even over an hour sometimes, each way. There's lots to do in that time. So in today's episode, I'm going to give you some great techniques and great practices that I've used over the years that really helped me make the most of that time. Where I'm actually working, where I'm actually getting things done while I'm commuting. Now, the things I'm going to be sharing with you today are going to be safe. So even if you're driving, you can use these practices. You can use these techniques. So you don't have to be, you know, on a subway or a bus. You could be actively driving and grow your business and still be safe. So let me get into them. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. Listen, when you're starting a business website, you need an all-in-one solution. You need people that are going to get your back 24/7. That means you can call them or you can chat with them or pop them an email any time of day, any day of the week, any day of the year. You need secure service. You need a service that will grow with you no matter how much you grow as a business. But of course, when you're getting started, you want to make sure it doesn't break the bank, right? That's why HostGator is the perfect choice if you're getting started with your business website, a complete website hosting solution for under $5 a month with their amazing 30% discount. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 to get the hookup. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. All right, guys, let's get into it. What are these four ways that can help you grow your business? I'm talking about growth while you're commuting. That means even when you're driving your car. I'm going to start with the most obvious one, but maybe it's not so obvious for many of you, and that's professional development, getting better as an entrepreneur. If you're listening to this right now on your commute, that's a great example of professional development. You're getting better as an entrepreneur. You're learning new strategies. You're learning how to be better at what you do, and you could do that via podcasts. You could do that through audiobooks. You could do that through audio programs. You can even do it through online courses that are video-based. You can listen to them. You can review the ones you already watched just to get it really into your head. Again, you can use your headphones. So you're, you know, if you're driving, your hands are on the wheel and you're focused. You can use your Bluetooth if you have Bluetooth in your car. The point here is that you're trying to get better. You're utilizing that time while you're driving, while you're on the subway, while you're commuting. Now, the key here is that you don't do it on and off. You do it consistently. That means every time you're on your commute, you know, hey, this is my hour of power, my hour of getting better. I'm getting through X amount of episodes. I'm trying to get through this course. I'm trying to get through this book. Hey, I listened to Elon Musk by Ashley Vance, a great book that I talked about in a must-read episode on this show. I listened to it when I was commuting to the gym, when I was walking to the gym. The gym was walking distance to me. It took me about 15 minutes to walk there and walk back, and a lot of the times, I just kept on listening to that book while I was at the gym. I didn't switch over to music. It was so good. But the point here is that I took advantage of that time, that 30 minutes of walking. And before I knew it, I was through the book. So the commute could be back and forth from work, or it could be anywhere else. It could be the gym. It could be the grocery store. I mean, especially for a podcast like this or any short form content, 15, 10 minutes is all you need to really get something to really improve yourself and your business. Now, a lot of people think that audiobooks and podcasts are the only way to go when it comes to professional development while you're commuting. But hey, you can also do coaching. There's a lot of people that really believe in getting a coach when you're getting started. Somebody that's going to keep you on track, make sure you're fulfilling your goals, and you know they're kicking your butt. So you can schedule your coaching calls while you're commuting. If you have a mastermind or you're doing mastermind calls, whether that's on Google Hangouts or if it's on your phone through a conference call, schedule your mastermind calls during your commute. You get the picture. Your commute, wherever that is, how long that is a great time to get better, to just focus on your skills and yourself. All right, let's get into the more juicy ways to grow your business while commuting. Maybe these you never heard of before, and they're going to really, really up your game. All right, number two is record content. This is especially great if you're driving in your car. But even if you're not driving your car, you're in your subway and you're recording content, it's okay. People might think you're crazy, you're talking to yourself, but hey, nowadays people talk on the phone all the time in public. You got to get things done. Now, let me be very clear about recorded content. You're not recording a podcast here on your phone. There's going to be too much noise. Even in your car, it's going to be too much noise. But you can record content to be transcribed into a blog post, into an article, into a guest post. And a great app for that is Rev. Rev is a great app on the iOS and Android. You can check them out at rev.com, and they will transcribe your voice memos. There are many people that do this, and they write books using Rev. I'm serious, this is a great app. I mean, to write a blog post, we're talking about 500 words, not much recording. We're talking maybe 10 minutes of recording, and you got yourself a really good blog post. And don't worry about making mistakes. They'll transcribe it, they'll write it out, and then you can edit it really quick, or even just get an editor to really take a look at it really quick and have it ready for the blog, have it ready for a guest post. But this is a killer point. If you really utilize this, you could be pumping out blog posts by the dozen. Seriously, I mean, if your commute is 30 minutes, you can easily pump out 2 blog posts a day. You can create 2 blog posts a day, create a bank, and you can easily publish a blog post a day. Think about the content you're going to be generating on your blog, the traffic this is going to generate on your website, all because you just hit the record button and recorded a blog post. Hey, if you're in your car, you're like in your private little office. You can do these things. And especially now with everything being hands-free, it's super safe to do it as well. So definitely consider using Rev. They're not a sponsor or anything. This is just a great app I wanted to recommend. And get your content created while you're commuting. Tip number three, this is a huge one. A lot of us, we schedule our business calls during business hours. No, schedule them on your commute, while you're driving, while you're getting to and from. A lot of these calls are just meet and greets, getting to know people in your market, maybe pre-interview meetings. You know, sometimes when you're going to be on a podcast, they interview you before the interview to make sure that everybody's on board. You may want to reach out and catch up with people, see if you can help them out and help them grow. Do these calls on your commute. Get them out of the way. Skype calls included. The only exception to this is that I would not record an actual interview or an interview for a podcast while I'm on the go. This is because I want to be in a quiet room. I want to use a quality mic. I want to make sure the broadcast sounds great. But if these meetings, which are a lot of them that happen in business, are phone calls to get to know people, to get more information, I mean, I have a list of companies I need to call just to ask questions about their service because I'm interested in using their service. Or I have questions about an existing service I have. I got to upgrade my Zendesk account, and I have some questions about how is that going to, you know, affect my annual billing. I'm not going to do that when I'm in the office, when I'm working. I'm going to do that on my commute. Get that stuff out of the way while you're commuting. All right, way number four to grow your business while commuting. And this one is probably my favorite. And again, you can use the Rev app. You can use the dictation feature on your phone. I know on the iPhone, you can just open your notes and open the keyboard and just hit the mic button and it'll just write down everything you say. And for me, I like doing to-do lists when I'm commuting. Ideas are very precious, right? Things you need to do, they're in your head. Get them down. I love doing this because it allows me to clear my head. I feel better. I don't feel overwhelmed. I know what I have to do. It's a lot easier for me to know my work, to get my work cut out for me and say, okay, this is my mission, rather than, oh, it's all in my head. I don't know what I have to do first. It's down on my app. It's down on paper or whatever you want to call it. And I can prioritize. Now, these to-dos can be goals. They could be what I want to accomplish this next month, what I want to accomplish this next 6 months. It also could just be tomorrow's to-dos. This is what I need to get done tomorrow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I list them down and I save them. And then when I wake up in the morning, I have it all ready. We talked about this before because this is great on the way back home on your commute, where you tell yourself at the end of the day what you need to do tomorrow. So when you wake up, you don't have to think. You just do. You just implement. So create your to-dos, create your goals via dictation when you're commuting. This is going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel like you know what you're doing because you are doing the right thing. You're actually getting organized and you're putting things down that you need to get done. And remember, these to-dos could be simple things like email John, create thank you page for my new ebook, look into Braintree or HoseGator or one of the things I heard on Omar's show, see if it's a good fit for my business. Notes like that. All right, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. If you're starting a business website, you probably heard me talk about this before, but WordPress is a great option. It's an easy platform to use. And get this, HostGator has WordPress-powered hosting. That means it's a dedicated hosting for the WordPress platform. It's going to be fast. It's going to be reliable. They use something called a CDN, which makes sure that everything loads super fast on your website. HostGator knows that you have to start somewhere and then grow. They're not going to break the bank. They're going to make sure you're going to get everything you need to start your website, design your website, get the support you need, domain names, everything under one roof. And they do it at an amazing price. You can get started for as low as $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 to get this amazing 30% discount. I got to give it up for HostGator. They're really, really supporting the small business owner by making it affordable. And as you grow, as your traffic grows, you can grow with them. Upgrading is easy and seamless. So get started with HostGator, get their 30% discount, and start for as low as $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, your commute is a great time for you to really, really improve your business. And there's so many ways you can do it. You can follow up on clients. You can make sure that you're getting content created. You can get sorted with your planning and goals with to-do lists. You can get better through professional development with podcasts, with audiobooks, even with mastermind and coaching calls. Be aware that this time is valuable. And yes, you can use it to play Candy Crush or you can listen to some music. And yes, we all need downtime. But personally, I like to take full advantage of my downtime. I like to use my downtime right, where I'm at home, I'm comfortable, I'm really relaxing. I'm really getting a chance to fully immerse myself in relaxation or just having fun. When I'm commuting, I'm still kind of occupied. So I might as well do things that will help my business, help grow my business, help improve me as an entrepreneur. And I can enjoy some of that stuff and give it my full attention some other time when I'm at home or when I'm relaxing on the weekend. Just my advice. Hey, and I'll be honest, cutting out some of that recreational stuff that we're used to during our commute may not be a bad idea if you want to get a little ahead with your business, especially if you're trying to, you know, transition from a full-time job to a full-time entrepreneur. It's going to take sacrifices. And this is one of them that can really make a difference. All right, I hope that helps. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. By leaving us an iTunes rating and review, we get to know what you think of the show. We hear from you. We connect with you. Hey, this is a two-way street, guys. You can tell us what you think and tell us what you want to hear. What are some things you want to hear on the show? What are some things you want to learn? What are some of the episodes that you enjoyed? Also, by leaving us an iTunes rating and review, you enter our weekly random draw we call Free Ride Friday. We give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, somebody wins a lifetime membership to over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our great community on Facebook, a whole lot more. Our way to say thanks for showing us love on iTunes. All right, guys, that's it for me today. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I remember when I was working full-time as an educator, as a teacher, and I was commuting. This is a very special time for me. It gave me a chance to be hopeful, to plan for the future as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. It was exciting for me. It was great making plans and creating content because it made me feel I'm doing the things I need to do to make it happen. I was getting closer to where I want to be. So enjoy it. Take pride in it. Look forward to it and take advantage of that time. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.